And gentlemen, ladies, anybody who's got a mum knocking around, a very special weekend coming up because it's Mothering Sunday. And if you go out to Barnwell Village Hall near Oundle on Sunday this weekend, well, there's a very special Mothering Sunday event taking place. Northamptonshire businesswomen and WI members Charlotte Crozer and Hilary Horton have put together the Mothering Sunday Pop-Up High Street. What a fantastic title. It's putting on an afternoon of all kinds of shopping and pampering and teas and kids' entertainment as well. And we've got both of the ladies on the line. Now, Hilary Horton comes from the Glapthorne WI. Charlotte Crozer comes from Barnwell WI. Let's start with Hilary this afternoon. Hilary, good to have you on the programme. Are you well?
I'm very well, thank you, John. Thanks
good.
For inviting us.
You're very welcome, and as we get closer to the weekend, I would hope that you'll be firing on all four cylinders.
Absolutely.
What is a pop-up high street when it's at home?
Okay, well, a pop-up high street is a shopping event that literally pops up in a location for just one day to bring products that are not available on the standard high street to people within the local area.
So it's a blink-and-you-miss-it job?
Basically it is, yes.
This is very timely. I mean, clearly the idea is to put something towards Mothering Sunday. You, the WI, I'm sure, will be particularly keen to celebrate mums this weekend.
Absolutely, mums and grandmas, and we put together an event where the whole family can celebrate such a special day. We're bringing together local crafters and traders to showcase their products and to provide a unique shopping experience for people across the county.
Now, this is a good one for the WI to be involved with. I was talking to the WI at Grange Park a couple of weeks ago, and I went to county headquarters not so long ago. Okay. Boy, did I watch my P's and Q's. You do a tremendous number of different kinds of events, and they're all community-based, aren't they?
They are indeed. There are many events that take place across the county, across the country in general, and more often than not, we're looking to help other organisations, and indeed on this occasion we'll be raising funds for a local preschool and also the parish churches in Barnwell.
All right, Hilary, thank you for that. Stay with us. Charlotte, you're kind of playing home advantage because you're from the Barnwell WI and this is happening on your turf, isn't it?
Yes, I am, and yes, very happy to.
Now, you're actually doing this on the day itself and from the end of lunchtime, which is, I think that's good timing, so long as the mums haven't had to go and cook up lunch as well. I mean, surely this is about days when mums should be putting their feet up, getting breakfast brought to them in bed and being generally waited on hand, foot and finger.
Absolutely, and I'm hoping that I will be as well before I have to go up there and do my work for the day.
You'll be lucky.
Well, we're hoping that, the mums will get spoilt for lunch. They'll perhaps get taken out to a local pub. We've got a pub here in Barnwell, so perhaps they'll go along there and then they'll fancy a bit of pampering and shopping and a cup of tea in the afternoon, and they'll come up and see us at the village hall.
This sounds and looks suspiciously like a craft fair by another name, but clearly you're going to make it uniquely orientated towards the mums. How are you going to go and do that so that it looks, smells and truly is a Mother's Day event unlike any other?
Well, we have got lots of crafters going to be there, lots of them selling gifts and homewares, and got chocolates and vintage china and lovely handmade things made by lots of local people, which will tempt the mums and the grandmas. But we also have traders who are based locally and who don't necessarily make the items that they're selling, but they're perhaps locally sourced. We've got a lady who makes homemade preserves. We've got myself, I run an online toy company. I'm based in Barnwell, and I don't make the toys, but I do source them from UK suppliers. Mm-hmm. And I will be there with my things, so children can come along and get treated as well. So it's not just a craft fair, there's lots for everybody. And the emphasis really is on local businesses.
Hilary, I'm sure listening to what Charlotte says from Barnwell there, this hasn't taken 5 minutes to put together. There's been some fairly hard graft putting this together.
Certainly. I mean, Charlotte and I met by chance at a craft fair, as you mentioned earlier, in October 2012, and visiting lots of different events of this nature led us to believe that we could pull something together. It has taken quite a while, but it's been well worth it. We've been very selective in making sure that we've got individual stalls selling individual items, so there won't be repeat items around the event. Lots for mums, lots for grandmas, but also for the whole family too. One of the things that we've put on is a pop-up photography studio, so mums, grandmas and even dads can have a portrait taken on the day with a nice 10-minute photo shoot.
Generations of the ladies in that case.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's going to be fabulous.
It sounds like a tremendous event. Charlotte, as I said, it's happening in your village hall in Barnwell. That means that you're not too weather dependent. You can go ahead even if it's raining.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a huge village hall. If anyone's been there before, you'll appreciate it. It's a really big space. Lots of room for us all to be in there. And the parking is free, and it's just outside the door, so you can run inside if it's horrible and rainy. And we've got a lovely space set aside for our vintage tea room, so you can tuck yourselves up for a good few hours and enjoy being out of the wind and rain if it is a nasty day.
And
it's going to be a day like today.
Well, yes, exactly. If you get a day today like today, you're laughing.
Yes.
In the interest of sexual balance,
yes.
It's Mother's Day today. We're not too far away from Father's Day, so will there be an opportunity for the Barnwell WI and the Glapthorne WI to go and put something in Glapthorne next time around?
Oh, that's an idea. Yeah, Hilary and I will have to put our heads together and think of something, won't we?
I think we'll come up with something pretty spectacular for all the fathers in the county.
We've created a monster. I can see where this is going to go.
We'll have to get you on board, John.
I'll do my level best. I'll consult with you as much as I possibly can.
Lovely.
So it's Sunday of this weekend at the Barnwell Village Hall, which is, of course, near Oundle. Starts at 2 o'clock. Goes on for how long?
For 3 hours. It's 2 till 5. So perfect for after your Sunday lunch, before dinner if you're taking mum to dinner. It's perfect tea time and shopping time. You've got 3 hours to come and spend the afternoon with us.
What a fantastic opportunity. Hilary from Glapthorne WI and Charlotte from Barnwell WI, lovely to have you both on. Have a fantastic time on the day, and I hope that as mums you will also be pampered on the day properly too.
Yes,
we will too. Thank
I'm
you
sure
very
we will.
Much.
Thank you very
Thank
much for
you,
having
John.
Us.
Thank you.
Take care. And for mums everywhere, whether they're part of the WI or not, or whether they're going to be at part